Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the 38th episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about Time naming BTS as Entertainers of the Year and testing to see if the internet can guess our bias. Let's get it!
Welcome back to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
So, wow, time has flown by super quick. It's literally almost the end of the year. But how are you starting this week of the holidays, Jose? How's your week?
I'm doing well. I finished school. I was going to say we, but you're not.
I mean, I wish.
I don't know who we is, but I guess me, myself, and I. There we go. We. See how I saved that? Okay,
you
no,
slick.
I didn't. Anywho, so I finished school. Everything is going well as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'll be starting again in spring semester, but I don't want to think about that just yet.
Not yet.
I'm going to enjoy my vacation.
Of course.
Well, as you guys know, I've been like pretty sick for the past like 2 weeks, and like I'm like literally maybe 2-3 days ago I've been feeling a lot. Like I think like I'm at 99.9%. I just need that 0.1 to feel 100 myself. You know what I mean?
Makes sense.
But I'm so happy I'm like out of that funk. It's not the tea like at all. Like you don't even want to eat, and that's like something that I love to do.
He likes to eat them chickens.
I was okay. About to say that. I was like, I can't even eat my chicken. You know what I mean? Oh my God. But yeah, I've been good. And yeah, I mean, just preparing, you know, wrapping gifts for our families and preparing. But what about you, Rosen? What are you going to be doing for Christmas? Or are you going to not going to do anything?
Yeah, I think what we're going to do is just, we're gonna just chill it out this time. Chill it out. Because my boyfriend's family is in Alaska. So we ain't flying there anytime. Which is sad. Because it's either we go there or they come here. But we're just gonna wait until like next year. You know, hopefully things are gonna get better. Because we got news of vaccines. And I'm just, you know, relieved that there is at least something. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like the start. It's the beginning of the end.
Hopefully, girl.
Hopefully. I know. It's going to take time. I know that. But I'm just glad it's starting now. You know what, Jose? I've been feeling, it's so weird. I just don't know what it is. It kind of shows, because I journal, kind of. I'm not really journal. Every day I list down highlights of the things that I did on that day, because your girl is forgetful. I forget what I did in the last 2 hours.
Oh my God.
So I jot it down, and along with like which plant I watered so I don't forget.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's so weird because literally I went back and noticed that as soon as December 1st started, I just completely stopped kind of like journaling things.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I just got super, super lazy, which is weird because this, like, This is my month. This is Sagittarius month. You know, this is my birthday month. So I don't know what it was. I was just feeling kind of lazy, kind of off.
So did you start again? Did you start jotting down?
Not really. I tried. Oh, I tried this morning. I was like, woke up at 10:30 a.m. And then that was and watered one plant.
I really thought, like, you started off the conversation, but like, you know what I noticed was, like, on December 1st, I noticed that I completely stopped, like, I just didn't journal anymore. And I feel like you were gonna like end the story with like, and I just got back into it, girl, like I'm rejuvenated, I have this energy to do it again. And then when I asked you, you were like, no, not really.
Really, I said, I woke up. I think after I had that big allergic reaction, I was like, I need to chill. Let me just not.
I think that was like your last straw of 2020. You were like, really? This is happening to me? Like, what else can happen in 2020? You know what? I give up.
Like, I'm leaving. I'm ending this year with a messed up face. What else? What else y'all got?
You're like, 2021 needs to come by quick.
It does.
Girl, trust and believe. Like, I feel like everybody feels that way. Like, we just want to celebrate the end of the year and, like, come on, 2021. Y'all, like, please, it cannot get worse than
this. It really can't. It can't. So, you know, good vibes for next year. I mean, so much. I haven't been as active on Twitter, but we did want to talk about BTS being named Entertainer of the Year by Time, which is huge.
Well, it's one of the, like, most, how do you say that? Oh, reputable? Is that the correct?
Yes.
Like, when you look something up, literally, like, you can just probably, like, Google whatever you have in your brain, like, a question or whatever. And if you see a Time article, you're more than likely going to click on it because you're like, I trust Time. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they're going to give me the real, real information. You just know this is, like, legit. So for Time to do this and name BTS as Entertainers of the Year is, like, a big deal. And it's not just that they named it. It's like, literally, they did a whole photo shoot. They got a whole video on their YouTube page and everything like this. And the guys are really happy about it because they posted it on Twitter. Even V posted, like, his own, like, photos. I don't know if you saw those.
Yeah.
And he posted, like, I think he, like, made his own, like, cover art. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was really cool.
And they look so good.
It was, like, very honorable. It's, like, a very prestigious type of...
There you go.
Name to be given. Because this is Entertainer of the Year through all of the entertainers in the industry.
And in such a like important year. You know what I mean by when I say, like, this 2020 will go down in history. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, with the whole situation. And so for them to be named Entertainers of the Year for this year is kind of like a big, it's like, I feel like even bigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, you know, like, I just thought of it now. Their goal was to uplift and inspire people through these hard times. And I felt like they deserved Entertainer of the Year, to be honest. Because
they did that.
They did that. They broke so many records, created so many achievements this year. So it's like, this 2020 was just not it for us personally, but it really was it for BTS as entertainers and in the music industry. So I'm so proud of them. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. But a lot of end of the year festivals have been going on. A lot of, you know, award shows and stuff like that. But they also have another one that's coming up later this week, actually, the SBS. But we're going to see that later on. But we did get the KBS Song Festival because we didn't, I don't think both of us reacted to this performance.
No, we didn't. No.
So I want,
because KBS, guys, I don't know if you guys know this, KBS is another one of those that they'll get you.
Oh, really? They got you?
No, but I know of someone who, like, KBS like striked them. It wasn't even like just claiming. KBS like boom.
Oh,
you're gone.
Oh, no, you maybe that's why I didn't react to them last year either. I was like, I would usually look up if I did react to them like last year just to see if it's a good or
not. Yeah, I do SBS, I believe. Mm-hmm, I think I've done SBS, but KBS, I'm like, I don't know about that one. Yeah.
Okay. But like, what were your thoughts? Because we didn't know. Honestly, when they said they were going to perform like another track, we thought it was going to be a track from B. You know what I mean? Definitely, that's what I thought. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they ended up performing I Need You. And what were your thoughts on there? It was cute to see them bring back the shorts. Well, I mean, only two of the members wore the shorts. I think it was like J-Hope and Jimin. But
I feel like it was a night of firsts for BTS. Because they performed I Need You, which was their first music show win ever. Like the first song that gave them that. Mm-hmm. And then they wore the outfits that were very similar to then. Back in 2015, correct? Did I get that right?
Okay, yeah. Yes, mate.
And then they did Dynamite, which obviously is their first number one song on the Billboard Hot 100, their first Grammy nomination, and then they did Life Goes On, and which was also the number one, the first number one Korean song in history. So it's like a first. I don't know if it was intentional. I mean, I feel like it was intentional because I feel like with BTS.
Watch it be like all their songs are just number one, Jose.
True, right? It's like, oh, you know what? That's right. But I guess in my mind, I'm like, oh, I got a theory. They did all night of firsts for them because it was their first this, first that, first that.
No, that is really cool, though. Like, it just seeing that all three tracks have, you know, a very deep meaning to them and had gotten number one. But I can't wait to try this. Me and Jose wanted to give this new quiz a try. I mean, if you guys have any like recommendations on quizzes that you personally like or want us to try, feel free to comment in on our Twitter or Instagram, which is like, what is our Instagram? I was like, what is our Instagram? It's Interlude Army PD. Yes, see, Interlude Army PD on Twitter and on Instagram. So, I guess I'll ask the first question.
But wait, even like say the name of the quiz?
Oh my gosh, see, Jose, I was supposed to read that, but I got sidetracked. Because we're talking about Soompi and how to pronounce things. See, this is
imagine if we just start answering questions, we get the answer, and then listeners are like, so we're what terrible. Was this quiz?
It's because, Jose, you sidetracked me. I was gonna say
sorry,
but we thought talking about pronunciations. Okay, I'm sorry. You're right, Jose. Hold up, focus. All right, the quiz is called "Can We Guess Your Favorite BTS Member?" I just hit my mic. Let me say that one more time. Okay, the quiz is called "Can We Guess Your Favorite BTS Member Based on Your Personal Preferences?" Huh? It's gonna be interesting because you already know. Well, I hope you guys know who our biases are. But if you guys don't know, it's okay. My bias is V. How about you, Jose?
Well, my bias is Jungkook. So we need to see if they get it right.
Right. So, you know, just in case, we could give our bias records. Like J-Hope is my bias record. But actually, you know what? I take that back. I'm looking at their pictures right now. All of them be slaying. No. I can't. J-Hope is my bias wrecker. How about you, Jose?
So, you know, my ultimate is Jungkook. And then I, like, my new bias. I keep saying what? My new bias. I even did a whole video, but this was, like, 2 years ago, girl. Is Jimin. That's, like, my new.
Okay.
But then Suga be coming for me like left and right. But then Namjoon is like a whole man, just like the rest. You know what I mean? And then Jin is the closest to my age.
He's
and
just
then
gonna go through the list, y'all.
Be looking at me like he knows something. And then J-Hope, he be dancing like he knows something. And so, and I'm over here not knowing anything, and they want to give me all the answers. What does that even mean,
see,
Jose?
See, basically his bias rec list is we OT7, we strong OT.
I be swerving all different types of lanes, girl. Exactly. I can't stay in one.
Oh yeah, there's only 10 questions here, but the first question is pick a color. Well, that's not even a question, they're telling us to pick a color.
That's a demand.
Like, oh my bad, okay, hold up. The options are black, pink, purple, blue, white, green, gray.
So it just says pick a color. What does that even mean, girl? Like, is that supposed to be pick your favorite color? Because they didn't even say that.
Oh, they didn't.
Like, pick a color as in, like, which one are you thinking of right now? Which one did you, is closest to the food that you ate?
What's the color of your soul? It's dark. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. Wait, Jose, what's your color?
Pick a color.
I'm just going to go off of my favorite, because that's the first thing I thought of, was, like, favorite. So
yours is, let me remember, purple.
Yes, sir. Are you going to go with blue? No? Blue?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go with blue.
Oh, it switched to the question real quick.
I know. That's. I thought we were supposed to, like, click on something, but okay. Okay,
okay, that was
a quick. Korean meal you'd like to try is Korean barbecue, Korean noodles, Korean fried chicken, kimchi, Korean egg bread. Well, I would like to try all of these because I've never had Korean food.
No way, Jose.
Never, never, Roseanne.
Oh, my God. I know. Oh,
so I don't even, I guess I'm going to go with Korean fried chicken because I
Because he likes chicken. His chicken. Oh, my God. Oh, wait, I was going to click that to just click it. try. I think I've tried everything, but I'm just going to go with Korean barbecue because I love Korean barbecue. All right. Weather-wise, you prefer, these questions be short. Weather-wise, you prefer clear weather, gloomy weather. Either one is fine by me.
What do you say?
I prefer clear weather. When it gets gloomy, I get super, like, tired and lazy and I just don't want to do nothing.
Girl, same. Clear weather. I feel like gloomy, like, literally, I'm like, is it even the daytime? I feel like it's nighttime the whole day or something.
Exactly. And then you pop on RM's mono playlist, and then it's perfect. But then, yeah, I prefer clear weather, to be honest. I want to be awake.
Clear weather, too. Your favorite music genre is alternative music, rock, hip-hop, EDM, R&B. Jazz, pop.
Huh. You know what? I think I prefer hip-hop, honestly. I like R&B and pop. It's just I notice I gravitate more towards hip-hop. How about you?
Oh, so you listen to hip-hop, like, for the majority
of your time? Like, when it's between, like, R&B. Well, other than, like, BTS pop, you know, that we listen to all the time. I notice the genre I gravitate more is kind of, like, rap, hip-hop type of.
Girl, like, it doesn't even have Latino here. Because, I mean, other than BTS, obviously, I listen to a lot of Spanish music. But I guess I have to go with pop. Because, like, I feel like pop encompasses everything, maybe? No?
Yes. Yeah, because isn't pop, like, supposed to be, like, body pop? I'm gonna do like NSYNC. Is that NSYNC? Or I don't even know. But wait, that's not NSYNC.
I think it is, but I didn't listen to NSYNC.
Wait, I thought pop was like popular music, but I might be wrong.
That's what I thought too. I just feel like pop was short for popular.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Yeah, I guess pop would be just go under since they don't have Latino.
Yeah, let me go.
The next question is, your top hobbies include, and it's making
you
us
said
pick
your
three.
Pop hobbies.
Did I say pop? No, I said top. Wait, did I say pop?
Okay.
I'm sorry. Your top hobbies include body pop. I'm sorry. Pick three. So
supposed to pick three.
Yeah. So we got to think hard now, Jose. Writing, taking selfies. That's a hobby.
Girl.
Playing sports, shopping, reading, photography, drawing. So what are your top three hobbies from this list, Jose?
What if I don't do any of these?
Oh my God, Jose. You don't.
Like, I don't write. Like, if I do, it's because if it's an assignment. That's not a hobby. And then taking selfies, girl. You know I don't take selfies. I don't take selfies.
Maybe things that you might want to be interested in, I guess. Because it's since...
Okay, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? Like, things that you kind of would be interested in eventually.
So, I'll go with drawing, writing, and photography, because I was gonna go playing sports because of playing video games, but that's not the same thing.
Yeah, I guess that is different.
What about you,
Rosa? Yeah, this list of hobbies is tough. I guess, yeah.
Well, drawing. I know you like to paint. That's like drawing, no?
Yeah, so I guess drawing, photography. I'll just go with writing because I somewhat write in my journal that I haven't written in a month. Okay, we're over that.
Okay, next. I love how like we picked stuff that we don't even do.
Yeah, because they're forcing us to pick ours. We can't move on. It's like, okay. All right.
It's your day off. Your go-to activity is surfing the internet, yes. Batch cooking, chilling, discovering new music, hanging out with friends, making covers. That's very specific. Okay. And gaming. How like surfing the internet is an option. I'm like, I do that even when it's not my day.
I do that every day. No. You know yours. What is it?
Gaming.
Yes. When you read surfing the internet, I'm like, yes, that's it. But then I saw gaming, I'm like, no, that's it. So gaming. So yours, I'm assuming that is surfing the internet, yeah?
It's between that and gaming, because the other thing would be like you looking at YouTube, like random YouTube videos.
True. So I think maybe for you then, because yours would be gaming technically, because that's your go-to act.
Yeah, literally, like I play Mortal Kombat and Overwatch. Ooh, I like intertwine between those. Wait, and
you play
then
Overwatch
when I'm
on
not
what? Xbox, yeah.
Xbox, yeah. Ugh,
never. I keep forgetting. I keep hoping one day it'll change. I don't know why. All right, you're on a shopping spree. Your cart
never.
Contains...
That's never gonna happen.
If you could really choose, though, if you could really choose all that apply. Choose all that apply. You're shopping. Okay, so the options are electronics. Damn, that's a very wide range of. Okay,
yeah,
electronics, books, sports equipment, video games, clothes, shoes, makeup.
Oh well, one of them for sure is video games for me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
And I obviously electronics. So I'm gonna go with electronics. Something else. And I guess I'll go with shoes.
Yeah.
What about
the three?
Those are my three.
Okay.
Oh wait, we're supposed to click like all that apply?
Yeah, but you don't just think of like the things from the top of your head. If we think too deep, then it would be like everything except for sports equipment.
Well, I'm gonna do electronics, video games, clothes, and shoes.
Nah. Hey, that's like that's like me. Except I have to add makeup on there because your girl has to get her face ready. Y'all can't see this without makeup. Anyways, next.
Oh my god, okay, next. The trait you appreciate the most is authenticity, confidence, straightforwardness, ambition, perseverance, empathy, shyness. You know, I feel like I'm gonna pick the same, because like I mean obviously I wish I could pick like several, you know, like the last question. Because I love confidence, I love perseverance. Like, all these are really positive things. Yeah. Like, even shyness, I find shyness, like, cute. You know what I mean? Like, when somebody's, shy instead of, like, cocky, you know what I mean? And, like, overbearing and it's, like, overwhelming and, like, too much. You know what I mean? Like, hey, calm it down. You're out of 10. I'm going to need you to, like, 2 or 3. Authenticity, I feel like I really, really like that. Like, when somebody just... is who they are. You know what I mean? Like, just are who you are. I really appreciate, even if like I don't like you, I can like respect that you are who you are, even though I don't, you know what I mean? I just don't like you. You just stay away from me. But hey, at least you're showing me who you are. You know what I mean? If you are showing me an ugly person, hey, you're being authentic to that. So I appreciate that you're being authentic. So that way I'm not like being bamboozled or whatever, you know what I mean?
Very true.
Is that
very
a word? Yes, okay.
That makes sense to me. Yeah,
I feel like you're authentic.
Oh, thank you.
You definitely don't come off fake, Roseanne. I don't know why I'm going on a tangent now. It's not a tangent. We're talking about
fake.
The word
I'm
authentic.
Just kidding.
Surprise. Imagine if you're like, wait, I got a confession to make. My name is not Roseanne.
The person you'd be talking to the whole time is not Roseanne.
I'm a robot. Oh my god.
Yes, I am a robot. My persona name is XLS. Girl, if you imagine.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Whew. So the next question is, the trait you tolerate the least is, clumsiness, judgment, grumpiness, laziness, worrying, short temper, rebellion. Oh, the trait I tolerate least.
I already have mine.
Ooh, what is yours?
Judgment. I don't like I don't like when people judge others, like, and you don't even know them. That's like one. It's
I agree. Because it's totally fine if you're clumsy, if you're lazy, because I'm lazy too sometimes. Yeah. If you worry or if you have a short temper and you like try about, the thing
like
is
those
judgment.
Stuff can be worked on, you know? I mean, I guess a judgmental person can change, but I feel like it's really hard because a lot of these people, like, when once their minds have been made up, you really have
They're
a hard
so
time, like,
stubborn.
Changing it. Yeah. What? So are you going to choose that, too?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I realized we're, like, almost choosing the same thing. But I'm going to go with that, too, because, I can't go with people who are so close-minded and very judgmental. So. Because
even rebellion, I feel like rebellion is a positive thing. I didn't even think of that as, like,
a negative.
You know?
Unless if my kids in the future. Okay.
But if I have kids, then I'm going to have to. Think about that.
Yeah, but judgment it is. And this is the last question, Jose. Go.
This is the last one, guys. So the question is, your ideal type is someone who is sweet, tasteful, wise, thoughtful, charming, cute, smart. Oh, man. Well, it's like, I have a boyfriend, you have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like my boyfriend, like, has all of these.
Aww,
so I don't know how to pick one.
I think maybe.
Looking at these words, I'm like, what is one that, like, caught your attention right off the bat? You know what I mean? Like, what was the one thing that you were like, oh, my God, like, I'm looking at him in a different way. You know what I mean?
You know what? I like the word charming, not because of, like, Prince Charming or whatever. But But I think charming is kind of like, what is the definition of charming? Oh, my God. I like the word charming.
I feel like charming is a person that's, like, infectious. Not in a bad way when I say infectious, okay? Like, I feel like infectious as in, like, there are people who literally just, like, walk in the room and you automatically feel happy.
Yeah.
They don't even have to say anything. Just looking at them, you're like happy. They make you feel a sense of comfort. They make you feel at home. Even if you're not home, like, he is your home. You know what I mean? Like somebody that, like, has this it thing that you just can't, like, define.
Because I think of charming as, like, someone with charisma. So I like looked it up really quick, and they said they defined it as the power or quality of delighting, attracting, or fascinating others. So I think I'm gonna go charming. How about you?
Oh my God, I think maybe wise. I feel like I'm gonna choose wise.
Yeah,
I feel like
that's good too,
because taking it out, because we're human, so obviously the first thing you see is the physical. So I'm glad that this doesn't have, like, physical. You know what I mean? Very, like, any type of physical thing. Because even cute, like, cute doesn't have to be, like, physical. Cute can be in the way that they, like, the say something, their mannerisms or the faces that they make or whatever. You know, that can be cute. Outside of the physical, I really love how, like I've learned a lot from my boyfriend. Like, he's taught me a lot of things. He's, like, opened my mind. So I guess I'll go with wise. So are you ready to click? Because as soon as we click, we're going to get the answer.
Yeah. Okay. You ready? Do a countdown. Three, two, one. Boom. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Wait. No, hold on.
Oh, my God. I got Jungkook Rosen.
What?
Yes. Your favorite member is Jungkook. Perhaps you're into Magnus. Wait, huh? Although Jungkook no longer gives off Maknae vibes, adventurous, rebellious, and full of life, his golden status goes beyond his triple threat talent-wise. When you add to that his new ventures as a producer and film editor, standing Jungkook is an art lover's ultimate dream. They got me, girl.
Wow.
They got me.
Soompi got you.
Simply, you got me. I got. Wow. Oh my god, that doesn't even make
sense. That don't make no sense. He's falling apart right now. Oh my god, okay.
What about you?
This is my sister's bias.
Wait, let me guess.
Who?
So obviously it's not V, because you would have been like jumping up and down like me too. I feel like you didn't get J-Hope because I feel like you would have also reacted because you're like, you said that was your bias record. Jin.
No, I got RM.
Oh.
Represent. This is my sister's bias. Me and my sister, well, people always say like we're like the same. But I was surprised because I'm like, oh, shoot, maybe it was like, I felt like the questions that I answered. Well, I didn't even know who it was going to lead to be honest, y'all. I don't know how they did the questions, so. So, okay. All right. So, for RM, it says, it looks like you're attracted to leadership. Okay. Okay.
True. Okay.
All right. RM's intelligence, hard work, and sacrifice definitely impress you, and you consider him an idol, not only in music, but also in life. That is so true. Though of course he can be goofy at times, but that's simply part of his charm. Okay,
you know, I feel like you got him because you said charming and the word charm is in the description.
But you
never know, actually. You don't know, you know. Yeah. Like, we can't say that was the one that got you.
Very true. Yeah, because I feel like a lot of the questions we somewhat like answered almost the same, but like,
yeah,
I wonder where it went. But hey, okay.
Well, Soompi got me and Soompi didn't get you.
So it's like a 50-50% chance. So let us know if Soompi guessed correctly. Yeah, that's crazy how they got you. So yes, go ahead and give that test, or it's not a test, it ain't no test, quiz a try.
Well, it's a quiz. I guess it's a similar of a test.
Yeah, it's fun though. It's a test for Soompi. There you go. It's a test for Soompi to try to get it right. But yes, you guys, that was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at Interlude Army PD. That's Interlude Army PD. And if you want to send us feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. And have an amazing week, everybody. Happy holidays
and Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Oh my God, the next podcast is going to be next year? What? Okay.
No, it's not, Rosa.
Oh, it isn't. I don't know my dates. Bye.
You're right. Bye. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Young Ho Suk, Park Jimin, Kim Tae Young.